Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to episode 18 of the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to meet Maya Urban. Maya is a Bowen therapist from New Caledonia. In fact, Maya runs the only Bowen clinic in the French island area of New Caledonia. Welcome, Maya.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming on to the Bowen Buzz.
No worries. Thanks for the invitation.
That's all right. Now, Maya, you had a really interesting story when you started learning Bowen, about the when you made contact to come and do the course.
Yes, quite funny. So I needed to choose the first an instructor, so I had the choice to go everywhere. So I decided to go to Melbourne because I like Melbourne. So then I saw your resume and it was interesting. So I said, okay, I should try. And then I saw that the course was running in Koroit, and I had no idea where Koroit was.
And actually, most people probably listening to this won't know where Koroit is. So if we just let them know, it's a very small Irish village, actually, in southwestern Victoria, about probably 4 hours from Melbourne.
Yes. So I'd say, okay, I'm going to fly from Noumea to Sydney and then Sydney to Avalon, which is next to Geelong, where we are right now. And then I'm going to catch a train to go straight to Koroit, like maybe 4 hours train or something. So then Chris's nicely said, oh, we can drive down from Geelong to Koroit. So I accepted the offer.
Because probably what you didn't realize, Maya, was that there is no train that goes from Avalon. It would have been quite difficult to get a train from there, even from Melbourne. And then when you get to Warrnambool, which is still 20 kilometres from this little town of Koroit where we teach. So anyway, in the end, it worked out that we could drive down together.
For seven modules,
that's right. So you came across each couple of months from Noumea to all the way to Koroit, or to Geelong and then Koroit to find. And how did you find Koroit?
Very, very interesting, actually. It was a good opportunity to visit Australia, a bit more Australia and the coast. And so I think it was a good experience in the end, like meeting new people and have some adventure in Mickey Burke's, motel?
Well, no. Mickey Burke's pub, which
pub,
is a very old school, Australian pub.
Yes.
Where you stayed while you're in Koroit?
Yes, so, no, it was, I met nice people and, yeah, visited a bit more Western Australia.
So one night we did a detour on the way back to Geelong?
Yeah, the Great Ocean Road. So I could tick on my to-do list the 12 Apostles. So it was an adventure too.
It was an adventure. It took us about 5 hours to get home that night, didn't it?
Yes, by night. In the winter.
That's right, in the winter. So that was your certificate 4, and you did very well and completed that, and you went back to Noumea because, can you tell us how you first heard of Bowen therapy?
The sister of my auntie, she's practicing Bowen therapy since 9 years now. And yeah, when I first did my, because I did 6 years ago a Master of International Business, I heard a bit of Bowen therapy because I was living in Brisbane. So, but I completed my master and I wanted to work. So I said, okay, I'm going to work in the field where I was studying. And then...
So what work do you do now?
I'm in project manager for a plant in the mine, an acid plant.
An acid plant?
Yes. So we've got the shutdown right now, so I'm in charge of all the purchasing and logistic for the shutdown. The shutdown is for 2 weeks, and I need to make sure that all the materials and all the logistic things are set up before they shut the plant down.
Okay, so they shut the plant for maintenance, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. And what does the plant produce?
Nickel.
Okay.
So,
So it's a big mine just off the coast of Noumea.
Yes, in the extreme south of Noumea.
Okay, very good. So you thought you would do something different? Is that how you come to sort of be auntie? Your auntie's sister is doing bowling?
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to do something with my hands, so I wasn't sure, but bone therapy, reflexology, and yeah, for reflexology, I needed to go in France because they don't really do reflexology as well. So I said, okay, maybe more bone therapy. So yeah, so I thought about it for a month, I remember. And then I decided to change my career. So yeah, it was like quite a spin for me because there is nothing to do with my actual job. So yeah, quite challenging.
Great. Yeah. So, and are you enjoying the transition? How are you going now? You've completed your Certificate 4 and you've actually just done Module 9 of Diploma this last weekend.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I completed my Certificate 4 in September last year, and yeah, it took me 1 month to do all the paper and administrative thing to set up my clinic in Noumea. Takes time in the French system. And yeah, so my clinic is open now every day. So the other bone therapist, she's working with me full time, and I'm working there 1 or 2 days a week.
Okay.
And still have my job at the mine for the moment. So yeah, no, it's getting very well. Like, I'm very happy about this journey.
Great. And how many clients are you seeing a week between the two of you?
50
Average. About
average.
50 clients a
Yeah.
week. That's very good. Okay. And is the word spreading about, I mean, obviously your auntie's sister was doing it a little while before you started in Ymir. So is how is the to see 50 clients a week is quite a lot. So is that word of mouth, or how are you advertising, or?
We're not advertising a lot. It's more word of mouth. Like, my new clients, it's more word of mouth. And we participated to a well-being fair 2 months ago, and we did pretty well. Like, we had few clients from the well-being fair, but yeah, it's mostly word of mouth. Like, yeah, because
Okay.
I did some advertising things, but yeah, I don't like it's working, because every time I've got a new client, I'm asking them, how do you know about us, to see if my advertising is working, but obviously not. So yeah.
Okay. And what, tell me about the fair, what happened there? Did you have to apply to go, or was it just for all natural therapists, or what sort of fair was it?
What do you
The well-being fair.
Oh yeah, actually, they contacted me, and then you have like an interview, see if you are interested in participating, because it costs quite a lot too. So yeah, but yeah.
But do you think it was worthwhile in
Yeah,
getting
yeah.
the word out
Yeah.
there? Yeah. So tell me, sorry, a bit about Noumea. I've never been there. Is it a big city, or is it and it's on an island, so how big is the island, and is there, where is the people sent, located and that sort of thing?
So yeah, so it's a French island in the Pacific. So it's 3 hours from Melbourne by flight. We are 250,000 people over there.
So it's not a very big city then,
No, 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 it's
250,000.
like really tiny, really, really long, tiny island. We are mostly located in Noumea, which is in the south. Now we've got more people in the north because they moved when they built the second mining plant, so in the north. So few people moved over there. But yeah, mainly in Noumea in the south. And you've got few little islands around Noumea. But yeah, it's only a few people, not so it's not that big.
Okay. And your English is very, very good. Do most people speak the French or English in...
Oh, French mostly.
It's French mostly.
Yeah.
French. So where did you learn your English?
At school, and I did my master's in Australia.
Oh, very good.
So yeah, it helps, but it was 6 years ago, so it was quite hard to catch up and being studying again, like 6 years after that. So yeah, quite.
Yes, I imagine it would be quite difficult, and then even learning technical terms, of say anatomical terms and that sort of thing in another language, and then you have to translate it in your head or. I'm not quite sure how you do that. Whether you do. I mean, your English is very good. I remember one day down at Koroit, I was writing on the whiteboard, and I wrote a word, maybe it was consistency or something like that, and I put a C where there should have been an S, or an S where there should have been a C or something. And of all the people in the room, you're the one that piped up and said, I think you've spelt that incorrectly. So I started getting English spelling lessons from my French student. That's right. Puts me in my spot. Very good. So where do you think you'd like to go with your bone? You said you're still working 4 days a week at the mine, or 5 days a week?
Yeah, 4 days a week.
Okay.
I should finish in April next year, so I guess I'm gonna take a day off, a year off from the company, the mining company. To be more able to work like half of the time in my clinic and maybe have another job like half of the rest of my time.
Okay, so still transition across.
Yes.
Without going necessarily full time.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, I really applaud you because you've really worked very hard to, you know, it's a long way to come to do the training every time. We enjoy seeing you come across. Every couple of months, and now every 3 months for the diploma, so we have module 10, 11, and 12 to go. So I wish you well in your studies.
Thank you.
And in continuing to grow your practice, and maybe, you know, if you get too busy in that one, you might have to open another one, but I think you're doing very well within a small community, a relatively small community of 250,000 people, to be doing up to 50 people a week. So that's great, and it's fantastic to see... Bowen spreading to somewhere like New Caledonia and into the French-speaking community, because we don't see a lot. There are obviously some Bowen therapists in France, but it's not, I don't think, a big area of population of Bowen therapy in France.
Yeah, it's a shame. So hopefully we're going to expand this to France and change maybe their mind on this therapy.
Change the French mind on this therapy.
Yes.
Right. Maybe get over there and expand into France, which is fantastic. All right, thank you very much for joining us on the Bowen Buzz.
Thank you.
You're about to get back on the plane and fly back to Noumea.
Yes, right.
We wish you well.
Without any delay.
Because it took you 13 hours to get here instead last time. And back to the water. What's the weather like in Noumea?
20 degrees.
20 degrees.
Yeah, tropical winter.
We went for a run this morning and it was very blustery and cold and dark. It's a bit of a shock for someone coming from the South Pacific, but they've done very well. And you also endured the Koroit winter when you were there.
Yeah.
Down there amongst the cows and the...
And the horses.
And the horses.
And the farmers.
And the wonderful people we met down there.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming along.
No worries. Thanks.
Good luck
to
with
you.
Your Bowen journey. And thanks for joining us on the Bowen Buzz.
Thank you. See ya.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd be help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.